Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building what I like to call a concrete echo bass wobble formula in Ableton Live 12. The idea is simple, but the vibe is huge. A deep, controlled bass line with just enough movement to feel alive, gritty, and timeless. Think old-school jungle pressure, roller momentum, and a dark, atmospheric space that sits under the drums without stepping all over them. This is not about making a massive modern wobble that dominates the track. We want something more musical, more disciplined, more classic. A bass line that feels like it's bouncing off concrete walls in a tunnel. Solid low end, shifting mids, and a little echo and reflection around the edges. That's what gives it that moody, warehouse, old-school DNB energy. We'll keep this beginner-friendly and stick to stock Ableton tools, so you can actually repeat the process later without needing any special plugins. First, set your project tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for this kind of jungle and roller style. It's fast enough to move, but not so fast that the bass gets chaotic. Before you even build the bass, get a simple drum loop going. Kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, and if you want, throw in a chopped breakbeat or a few ghost notes. Keep it simple, that's important. In drum and bass, the bass line is designed around the drums, not separately from them. The snare especially is your anchor. If the bass respects the snare, the whole groove gets stronger. Now let's build the bass instrument. Create a new MIDI track and load up Waveitable. That's a great choice for this lesson, because it gives you movement without being too complicated. Start clean and basic. On oscillator 1, use a sine wave for the sub. On oscillator 2, use a saw, but keep it lower in level so it supports the sound instead of taking over. If you want a little extra width in the mid-range, you can use a touch of unison on the saw, but keep it subtle. We do not want a huge stereo mess down low. Then set the filter to a low-pass 24 dB mode. Keep the cutoff fairly low at first, somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, and keep resonance light. The whole point here is control. The sub should be boring on purpose. Seriously. In this style, boring sub is a good thing. The excitement should come from rhythm, filter motion, and texture, not from the lowest octave doing tricks. Now let's split this into sub and mid layers so the sound stays clean. The easiest beginner workflow is to put your bass inside an instrument rack and create two chains. One chain is your sub, the other chain is your mid bass. On the sub chain, use a clean sine tone, keep it mono and do not add chorus, widening, or delay. You can even put utility after it and collapse the width to zero if needed. That sub should just sit there and hold the weight. On the mid-chain, use a saw bass tone from Waveitable, then add saturator and auto-filter. This is where the motion lives. A good starting point for the saturator is a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, with soft clip-on. After that, use auto-filter to give the bass its moving character. The cutoff can sweep between around 180 Hz and 900 Hz depending on how active you want it. Keep resonance controlled, around 10 to 20%. We are aiming for rhythmic pressure shifting, not huge EDM-style sweeps. Now write a simple bass phrase. Start with a 2-bar loop and only use short notes at first. Don't overcrowd it. A really good beginner pattern is one root note on beat 1, another hit on the end of 2, then a shorter note near the end of the bar. In the second bar, repeat the root but change one note slightly, maybe a semitone or a whole tone, to create tension. That tiny change does a lot. For note choices, keep it dark and simple. Root note, minor second movement, perfect fourth, minor fifth, and maybe the occasional octave drop. You do not need a lot of notes. In fact, too many notes can kill the roller feel. The reason this works is because the groove comes from small rhythmic pushes, not from a busy melody. Now let's add wobble in a controlled way. If you want the easiest beginner approach, automate the cutoff on the mid layer's auto-filter. Draw a gentle 1-bar or 2-bar motion. Keep the movement rounded and musical. If you want something more repeatable, you can use shaper before the filter and set up a slow synced curve. Try 1/8 or 1/4 note movement, depending on how fast you want the bass to pulse. Again, keep the depth moderate. If the wobble starts sounding too much like a modern lead synth, slow it down and reduce the range. That's a really important point for this style. Old-school inspired bass usually feels like pressure shifting, not a giant effect. You want the bass to lean and breathe with the drums, not scream over them. Now for the signature concrete echo part. We want some delay and a little reflective space, but we do not want to smear the low end. So the echo should go on the mid layer only, or on a separate texture return. Do not put delay on the sub. That's one of the biggest beginner mistakes. Use echo with a low dry wet amount, maybe 5 to 18%. Keep the feedback low to moderate, around 10 to 25%. Sync the delay to musical values like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16 depending on the groove. Filter out the lows and side echo so the delay only affects the upper part of the bass. If you want a little more tunnel or concrete wall feeling, add a very light reverb after the delay, but keep it short, small, and high passed. You want enclosure, not wash. At this stage, the bass should feel deep and alive, but still disciplined. Next, shape the tone a little more with saturation and compression. Saturator before the delay is a nice move because it helps bring out harmonics that make the bass audible on smaller speakers. If the dynamics are jumping around too much, use glue compressor with a subtle ratio like 2 to 1, a slightly slower attack, and a gentle release. You only want a few dB of gain reduction at most. If the tone gets boxy or harsh, use EQ8. A little cut around 200 to 400 Hz can clean up muddiness, and if the wobble gets nasal, tame some of the 1 to 3k Hz area. Just remember, do not overboost the low end. The sub should already own that space. Now let's make the bassline musical with call and response. This is one of the classic D&B tricks. One phrase says something in the first bar, and the second bar answers it. You can build a simple 4-bar loop, where bars 1 and 2 are your main groove, then bars 3 and 4 repeat the idea with one note changed and one little silence added. That small variation gives the loop forward motion, without making it feel busy. You can also think in arrangement terms. Maybe the intro starts with just a filtered mid-texture, then the full bass arrives in the drop. Later, you remove one note or open the filter slightly for a switch-up. Then you bring the full phrase back with a bit more echo or distortion. That kind of contrast keeps the listener locked in and makes the track feel more intentional. Now, make sure the bass and drums are really working together. Listen to how the bass hits against the kick and snare. Leave space around the snare whenever possible. If the kick and bass clash, lower the bass a little and check the note lengths. Sometimes the fix is not more processing. Sometimes it's just better placement. In drum and bass, clarity wins over sheer volume every time. A good habit here is to turn the whole track down and listen for the groove. If the bass still feels like it's pulling the beat forward quietly, then you're on the right track. If it only sounds good when it's loud, it probably needs better note placement or simpler motion. Once the loop is feeling good, resample it, create an audio track, set the input to resampling, and record 4 or 8 bars of the bass line. This is a really useful workflow because it turns your MIDI idea into something you can shape like audio. After that, shop the best parts, maybe reverse a short tail, fade one note in or out, or add a tiny filter sweep. In jungle and darker rollers, resampled bass often feels more finished than endlessly tweaking MIDI. Let's talk about some common mistakes to avoid. The first one is too much wobble. If the movement is huge, it stops feeling like a roller and starts sounding like a lead synth. Keep it tight. The second one is delay on the sub. Don't do it. Keep the low end mono and clean. The third is making the bass too wide. Low frequencies should stay centered. Use utility if you need to collapse the width. The fourth is overcrowding the rhythm. Give the breaks space to breathe. The fifth is distortion without control. Saturation is great, but always follow it with EQ if the tone gets rough. And the biggest one of all, writing bass without listening to the drums. In D&B, the drums and bass are one system. Always test them together. If you want a few extra pro moves, here are some good ones. Try a slightly detuned mid-layer for a rude old-school Reese character, but keep the sub clean. Add a tiny bit of autopan on the mid-layer only, with phase set to 0 degrees, for movement without stereo chaos. If you want more underground weight, shorten the echo decay and lower the feedback. You can also duplicate the mid-bass, distort one copy harder, and blend it quietly under the clean one for parallel dirt. Another nice trick is to automate the filter slightly open in the 2-bar buildup before the drop, then slam it back down when the drums land. That contrast feels huge even though it's a tiny move. And if you want more atmosphere, print a very subtle reverb head or delayed texture to a return track and keep it away from the sub. That gives you the concrete echo feeling without muddying the mix. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set yourself a 15-minute timer. Build one full bass loop from scratch at 172 BPM. Program a simple kick and snare pattern or use a breakbeat. Load Waveeatable and build a sub plus mid-bass. Write a 2-bar phrase with only 2 or 3 notes. Add filter motion or shaper movement to the mid layer. Add saturation and a touch of echo. Loop it for 8 bars and automate one small change in bar 5 or 7. Then resample 4 bars to audio and listen back in mono. Your goal is not perfection. Your goal is a bass line that supports the drums, moves musically, feels dark and rolling, and carries a little atmospheric tail without losing clarity. So to recap the Concrete Echo Bass Wobble formula, keep the sub clean and boring, let the mid layer move, use small rhythmic wobble instead of huge sweeps, add delay and space carefully, and write the bass around the drums. That's the recipe for timeless roller momentum. If you remember only one thing from this lesson, remember this. In drum and bass, the best bass lines feel controlled, deep, and rhythmic. Keep the foundation solid, let the mid breathe, and use atmosphere to make the groove feel bigger without muddying the mix. All right. Now open Ableton, get your loop going, and make that Concrete Echo bounce.